Okay, so the one thing we're very scared about is that Amber didn't have a voice.
Yeah, I did not have a voice.
It's I don't know if it was because she was, you know, deep-throating too much or if she was screaming at a concert. I don't know.
Screaming at a concert, for sure.
Oh, okay. Or it could have been both. She could have been gurgling while she was at the freaking concert.
You never know, huh?
Never know her. That's insane. Okay, let's see here. What'd you take a snapshot of?
I really have no idea.
Well, that's kind of scary. What are you doing over there, Amber?
I have no clue.
Well, how was your day today, Miss Amber?
It was very frustrating.
Why?
Just because I had a really long day at work, and then I had to come home to a really disgusting house.
Oh, so you were, like, yelling at people? Were you acting like Tanisha from Bad Girls?
Yeah, but no one was home, so I was by myself acting like her.
You throwing pans?
I was throwing dishes, I'm not going to lie.
You were like, sorry, pans.
Yeah, I was really angry because it's just like I had 11 and a half hour day, so I just want to come home and relax, but instead, I just came home to a dirty house.
Well, get this. I'm sorry that you had a shitty day. I came home to flowers.
Oh, well, that's nice. I wish I came home to that.
I came home to the flowers. They were so pretty. I was like, I'm going to put it on Snapchat and be like, look at my flowers, everyone. Because that's what, you know, you're supposed to do when you're a girl. Then all the other girls are like, fuck her.
Well, I wish I had that when I came home.
Whatever. I'm sure you get that. Ever so often.
I mean, honestly, I only get flowers on Valentine's Day and that's it.
That's all you need them for.
I mean, it's true. They die real quickly.
But they're really pretty and you can take pictures of them and be like, look, everyone, I've got a picture. I've got flowers and you don't.
Well, you got those salty single people.
I hate salty single people. Why do they want to throw shade?
I don't know, but they always do.
They do. Oh my gosh. So Amber had a rough day. I did have a rough day because I refuse to have a rough day because I'm just like, nope, not going to have that because I refuse to think. I refuse.
Well, honestly, I was just so mad because I'm trying to get fit now, you know, trying to work on my winter bod because the summer bod's obviously not going to make it. Mm-hmm. But I was going to go for a run and I was so mad because I was like hyping myself up for this run because I hate running and I was hyping myself up and then I walked into a dirty house and I was just like, whatever, I guess I have to clean instead of run. Yeah.
I get you. Like I woke up this morning and I was like, this is not my life. And I decided that I need to, you know, actually do stuff like, I was telling Trevor, I was like, I come home, I smoke a cigarette because living in Denver has made me so stressed out. I come home, smoke a cigarette, eat pancakes, pass out, then wake up. And I'm like, okay, maybe I should wake do something.
Up. Yeah, wake up and repeat.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I gotta stop doing that. So I was like, I need to be like those people that at work, they change it to their workout clothes and then go to the gym. I'm gonna do that. Okay, let me tell you my
truth.
I want to be that person too. I'm going to be that person. Okay, let me tell you my real inspiration. Okay, you're gonna probably think it's so stupid, but I like every time. Okay, so my favorite place in the whole wide world, well, that's in this city that I live in, is King Soopers because it has the full liquor store and everything, and I always talk about it. It's my favorite place. But one time we went to, my boyfriend and I went to the supermarket, and there was like this couple. They obviously work out together, and they brought in all the carts from the parking lot into the freaking supermarket. And I was like, "What? I want to be like the fit couple."
What the hell? I would never bring in carts into the supermarket. That is taking away jobs from other people.
No, they were like, thanks. They brought in like 10 carts. I was like, what? I'm pretty sure those carts were just like carts in front of their car because, you know, us lazy fucks is we leave them the carts like right That's by the true. Car instead of putting it in the little cart gate. And so they brought them in and I was like, wow, I want to be like them. Like, they are like, no, fitness at all costs. Go into supermarket, take these carts in. Like, I was like, that's my inspiration. So the other day we went to supermarket and I was like, oh, I gotta get these carts. And he's like looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I want to be that person, like, because I get so stressed out at work, like, quite easily. I just want to, like, have an outlet to get, like, my, like, de-stress, you know what I mean? And obviously coming home and just sitting on the couch and watching TV, like, yeah, I feel relaxed, but, like, I'm not de-stressing.
Yeah.
So I got to figure that out. Whether it's like hitting a golf ball with people I hate's names on it, or maybe punching a bag with people's names I hate on it, something.
That's one of the things that I realized too. I don't really de-stress, but this is the thing. I just feel like my headspace is like all over the place because I'm here and then like, okay, I was telling somebody, I was like, I love my job, but I don't love my job because it's very still unfamiliar to me because I've been doing events all my life and I'm like, love events because I like to plan events. I like to do diagrams. I like to check on the people and yada, yada, yada. This is like a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, you need this, you need that. And I love the people I work with. I love the office. I love how close it is to my house. I like what I do, but it's just different. And I'm just like, I don't, and like the thing is, it's like they're constantly, well, because I'm the assistant, it's like they'll constantly contact you for things. And I'm just like, can you just please stop? Like,
like they'll contact you for dumb things that they can figure it out on their own, but they just don't have time, quote unquote.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I am trying to work on is like not responding. But there's times where I'm like, don't respond, don't respond. And then like the text gets more intense and I'm just like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
But I do want to be that person and I'm going to be that person because I pay for a gym membership that I don't even use.
I mean, same here. There's $30 being withdrawn from my account every month because I signed up for the fucking rec center and I've never used it.
Yeah, the same thing.
I think it's hilarious because we, like everyone, it's not just me and you. Like so many people do this. So many people go to the gym like, I'm going to get fit. And then they sign up for it and then they never go.
Yeah. It's just, like,
the gyms make so much money off of people who don't even go to their gym.
Oh, they so do. They're just, I'm like, if everyone went to the gym that signed up for the gym, they would have to make like massive gyms because
oh for sure, like those tiny ass gyms probably have like a lot of people signed up but not even half of them go to the gym, like about 30% actually go to the gym.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm gonna do it, Amber, because I have to freaking lose weight. Like I have to. I'm trying to send in my portfolio to Hustler and also Lit House. Like I'm trying to make it on that cover, girl. That is my life goal. Like put me on the front fucking cover. I can't wait.
I just want to prove to people that like I could work out but eat what I want. Like that's my dream.
Bitch, and what like, are you? You're good. You don't even eat anything. You drink everything.
I will. Okay, but still, like. I want to be able to, like, eat what I want and not, like, have to worry about going on a diet, but then still having, like, a rockin' body because all I do is go to the gym and do, like, yoga and Pilates.
Girl, you're going to have to lift weights because you got to have muscle to burn the fat.
I just like the Stairmaster. That's all I like doing.
Okay, Demi Moore.
I mean, don't compare me to her because I don't want to be a drug addict.
Demi Moore! She's not Demi Lovato.
Oh, Demi Moore! Okay, I don't know what's wrong with her, but...
Demi Moore that was married to Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton Kutcher? Oh, God.
That chick.
Oh. I mean, yeah. She's boring.
Well, yeah, now because she's old.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do anything. She was in a few movies. She's good to go. That's what happens. When you're in Hollywood and you're an actual celebrity and not a YouTuber, you don't get burnout. You're just like, oh, I'm just not going to do that movie.
Yeah, YouTubers, I feel like, have to work harder. you know?
All the time. But that's because I feel like, I just don't know. I'm not going. I just had a chat with Trevor, and he was talking about how he's a 30-year-old man, and he was very invested in the James Charles versus Tati drama.
Oh,
and
I like, can't.
Yeah, and he was like, you better be Team Tati. I was like, how can you not be Team Tati?
I mean, you just feel bad for her. Like, she just, like, literally got used during that whole entire situation.
I was like, you have to be Team Tati. I was like, hot Tati.
No one could be Team Gay Boy. No, I should not say that. Yeah, I get so much hate from that. I'm taking it back. All people, LGBTQ plus community. I don't want to.
Amber is all about pride. Is it still Pride Month? Amber celebrates Pride Month. She loves the gays. She takes it all back.
I know. I take everything back. You got to kind of watch what you say when you're like doing stuff like this, because someone can literally take like what you say wrong. And like, I have obviously no intentions to like piss anyone off.
Now I'm going to have us on CNN, and they're going to be like, Amber says gay boy. She's obviously against the gays. And then they're going to say you love Trump, and they're going to keep going. And you're going to have to make a statement. And then you'll have to apologize like Jeffree Star, like every fucking year.
Okay, let's get it straight. I love all gay people, but who can literally be on team 12-year-old boy who says sisters in a high-pitched voice?
Sisters.
Like, no one can be team that person.
Gotcha. Like, right now, I'm, like, doing this podcast, and I'm working at the same time, like, because this chick's like, I need to know if I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, hold on, everyone. Let me just stop my life to reply to this text message.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Okay, we are right with the... Yes, I'm reading my text out loud because I'll forget. I'm like, what am I talking about? I'll start talking about the podcast and then they'll be like, wait, what?
Yeah, I hate when I like text the conversation I'm having with someone in person. Like, do you ever find yourself doing that?
Yes.
I do it all the time.
Could be a little, I'm like, can we do a little less cleaning? Well, let's say like 100. Okay. So let me let him know. Okay. See, this is what I have to do. I'm like the mediator. I'm like, oh, let me text this person and then I'll text this person so they know that I'm talking to this person for them.
That's a lot of texting.
I know. I hate it. Okay. So this is the thing. I hate fucking texting. So everyone's like, oh, I like texting and blah, blah, blah. Like, everyone's all about texting. I used to love texting when texting first came out. And you would be like, ooh, my package has unlimited texting. Now I'm like, please don't text me.
You know, I kind of wish I could go back to, like, the texting on, like, the flip phones.
Yes. You had
to press three of the same number to get to C.
Oh, my God. It would take you a year to get a text out. But you're so happy to see that done.
I know, and then I loved when I was super upset, and I just slapped the phone together, and it just,
made
a big slapping noise.
Clap.
Yep. I think it's funny, though, with girls with long nails, I think they love to text furiously, because they love, like, the sound of it on the phone.
I'm not gonna lie, when my nails are growing out, I'm like, oh, snap, but then when I cut my nails, I'm, like, I'm happier, because I'm like, oh, this is what it feels like to text, because you can when you fill the screen. So I'm not a texter, but it's so annoying. I'm antisocial. Like, I don't like Twitter, but I have a Twitter. I have several Twitters, but I don't really tweet. I don't like Facebook, but I have one for work. I have to have one for work for these groups we're part of. I do Tumblr sometimes because I have my gaming blog that I do. And then I don't like texting because it's the thing. I think it's like before it was kind of like a pleasure, but now that your jobs make you text each other, it's not anything pleasing anymore. It's just like, fuck, I don't want to look at my text inbox because then I want to see that I ignored this text that somebody asked me about this, this, and this at work. Like, it's just like, ugh, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
And then also phone calls. I hate phone calls.
Oh my God, me too.
But I hate texting more than phone calls. That's so weird. I used to hate phone calls more than texting, but now I hate texting because I'm just like, what do you want?
It's funny because at work, there's this guy who always makes me call the homeowners to tell them if anything is wrong. Because I apparently on the phone, I talk really fast and I have a completely different voice. Like I have a phone voice.
Oh, you have a phone voice? What'd you say at work?
Yeah, at work.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently I talk really fast, so I get the message out really fast. And then it takes the homeowners like a couple of listening to the messages like a couple of times to like actually understand what I'm saying. Apparently it's effective because like not a lot of people get mad at him anymore.
What?
I don't know. He's using my voice
to
not get in trouble.
Oh, got it. Lush.
So how many people have actually listened to our podcast?
Oh, we have a whole... Oh, girl, we hit double digits. It's like...
No!
We did! We have 10 listens. What? We are becoming popular. No thanks to you, because I don't think you'd be advertising.
Put my ass on blast,
Shanae. Straight up. I'm like, this bitch has not been advertising. Rude as fuck. I'm doing all this work here. I'm like, oh, rude. I'm about to be like, cancel this bitch. I'm going to be making a YouTube like Tati. It's just that during the time, she just did not promote anything. I'm going to pull a Tati on your ass. You're going to be James Charles. You're going to be losing all 9 of our subscribers. Actually, none, because none of them are from you.
God, you're gonna have to screenshot that and send it to me though, because I'm really like, that's shocking. So we started off with like 2 or 3 the first one, and now we're double digits.
Oh my gosh,
I can't believe
and we only got 2 episodes. Like, I'm super excited because we have a y'all, we're gonna be really nerdy right now, and so we are just super excited because we started this all on a dream. All on a fucking dream, our podcast. And here we are, living the dream. I've got a cool setup. Amber, I'm just going to say she got a cool setup because eventually she will have a cool setup. And then I've been advertising. I made the album. Podcasting is really cool. And we've got so many more things that are on the way. You guys don't even know. And then Amber going to start advertising. That's one thing that's going to start happening. She's going to be putting on her Snapchat, on her what's the thing? The gram, the Instagram. She gonna do the things gram. For the gram now.
The gram.
Gotta do it for the gram.
That's funny. You put my ass on blast so hard.
I was like, this chick is not doing any advertising. There is no way.
Girl, I'm so busy. I'm trying to open up a new hotel. I'm trying to get a promotion. I'm trying to keep the house clean. I'm trying to feed my dog, feed myself.
She said, feed myself. Girl, you're supposed to do that every day.
Yeah, you'll be surprised at how many times I literally forget how to feed myself.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm going to tell you this because I have binge eating disorder. Do you know how sad that like diagnosis was when I went to the doctor and he was like, yes, you have ADHD and you also have binge eating disorder. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
I'd be like, I can only handle one disorder at a time. I'll come back for another visit for another one. Thank you.
Like, here I am, like, super excited in the doctor's office, and I'm just like, yeah, I have ADHD. I'm pretty sure you do. I'm going to answer this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I'm totally ready for that diagnosis. So that was, like, not a shocker. And so then when he goes, and you also have binge eating disorder, I was like, okay, let's just go ahead and get this over with and just cut my wrist because, like, what the fuck? Like... What? Because I felt like, okay, so like one of the questions was, whenever you eat something, do you feel like you have to finish it? Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Most of the time, yes. I feel like I have to finish the 18 pound of popcorn because I opened it. It's just
like, well, yeah, and especially like if you're at a fancy restaurant, like, yeah, I'm gonna finish it. Like, I'm paying good money for this. I'm going to finish it.
But apparently people don't do that. They're just like, oh, I'm full. What? There's no such thing in my world that's like, oh, no, you can't. You don't need to finish it. I'm like, no, I have okay. to.
But there's so many million questions that come from that one question. Like, can you take it to Boxco to go home and then eat, like, finish eating it at home?
Well, that's the thing. I will just keep eating it. Like, okay, but this is the thing. I don't eat at work. Like, it's a distraction. So I don't eat at work all day, and I'm there from like 9 hours, and then I come home and then I smoke and then I eat some food and then I'll eat again because I'm bored. So I eat because I'm bored, but then I do like these therapy sessions, and the therapy sessions are really funny because they give you homework and say like, how does it make you feel that Beth is eating Girl Scout Thin Mints and you're not? And I'm like fucking pissed. Like,
oh, for sure. I feel like anyone would be angry.
Yeah. And so like, okay. So speaking of which, today, one of our coworkers sends a text message to everyone like, hey, who wants an Egg McMuffin? And my fat ass, of course, is like, fuck, of course I want an Egg McMuffin. But here's like this slew of text messages like, no, but thank you. Oh, thank you so much for thinking of us. And I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want to be the fat ass that's like, I want a fucking Egg McMuffin. In fact, bring me fucking two, bitch. Like, I just like...
Yeah, I would feel very awkward in that situation. Like, oh, crap, I already said yes. Everyone's saying no.
Yeah!
What do I do now?
Well, I didn't say anything yet. I was just like, someone say yes, someone say yes. So you know what I did? I was like, I will privately text her. I won't text in a thread. I will just message her. I was just like, I don't want to be the one that's like, fuck yes, give me an Egg McMuffin. So I'm like, please bring me an Egg McMuffin. And then Doug, thank you for saving the day, goes to text like, yeah, bring me two.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, good old dude. I was like, thank you. But she brought it up to me. I was like, thank you so much. But also everyone's like, no, thank you. And then my coworker asked her, she's like, no, I had cluster nuts or whatever for breakfast. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
It's like these people all say no to food. I don't know how to do that. What kind of
Especially
skill is that?
Free, I get that. I'm assuming it's free food, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I would be all on that. I'd be like, yes, right? Give me five while you're at it.
Yes, that's why I'm like, yes, totally want it. I love it. Food, give it to me. Because I don't eat all day. And so I was like, I need something to put some nutrients in my brain so I can just sit here and pretend I'm working. I mean, I am working, but whatever.
Right.
So that was very funny. I'm sitting here like, they're all saying no. No, thank you, though. No, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me.
I would be on that text message white on rice.
You would probably reply with a freaking Egg McMuffin GIF, whatever you want to call it.
GIFs? Or
I say I say everything wrong at work. I'm like, oh, they're like, it's this. I'm like, well, thank you so much, educated people.
There's just an article that came out like that you're saying these words wrong. Like a lot of people say GIF.
GIF, GIF, it's GIF.
It's GIF.
Yeah, but it's GIF.
But a lot of people say GIF. I'm like,
it's not a J.
I know. I was like, this isn't peanut butter.
Yeah,
like,
it's GIF.
It's GIF. It's not GIF.
But you know what? I feel like I'm cursed because when I was a kid, my mom still does. My mom says everything wrong. Like she says lather. Like I want to lather something. She says ladder. Like I'm going to climb a ladder. She's like, so give me the ladder. And I'm like, what?
Oh, Lord.
You know my mom. She says everything wrong. And now I feel like I'm being cursed because I made fun of her when I was a kid. And now I say everything fucking wrong. I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, I do get Pacific and specific confused a lot.
You're saying it wrong right now.
No, I'm not. Like,
you said specifically. She like, said yeah, spa, like you had a spa.
I have to enunciate.
Specific.
Specific.
Yeah. Or you're not at the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, I get Pacific and specific.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, let's just be real. People that correct you all the time about stuff like this, they're assholes because they know what the fuck you're saying.
Oh, 100%. They know exactly what you're saying.
Like, why you want to be that person? You know what the fuck I'm saying. You just want to be like, oh, you're mean. This one time, this kid corrected me on how to say quinoa.
Quinoa?
Quinoa, whatever, quinoa. I don't fucking know. Because everyone says it different. And no matter, I'm like, okay, this is how this person said it. And they said I say it this way. And then I say it that way. And then a person's like, no, that's not how you say it. And I'm like, okay, fuck it. The things that aren't rice that are supposed to be good for you, but they're just fucking bad, give it to me.
I don't know what. Quinoa?
It's Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Quinoa?
Do you guys say it? Hold on. Let's pull up the Google.
I love when I ask Google to say something for me.
That's what I have it do. I'm like, say it for me, girl.
Yeah, because I have no idea.
Let's look it up. Okay, I need you to say it. Say it.
Yeah, couldn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Quinoa.
Quinoa. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, and this guy said, quinoa. Quinoa.
Quinoa. Yeah. Yeah, quinoa. Okay, now I know what you're talking about. I was like, cola?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Quinoa. All right.
I think that's how I said it. And somebody else was like, that's not how you say it. And I'm just like, you know what? I give up on this word.
Well, somebody at my work was like, lol, instead of LOL. They're like, lol. I was like, what the fuck is lol?
You're like, what is, well, like, lol's cat. Lol. L-O-L-U-L, lol.
I was just like, what is lol? And they're like, you know, laughing out loud, lol. I was like, no, you literally say LOL if you want to say that, or you just laugh out loud, literally. Like, you just laughed out loud and then said lol. Makes no sense.
Just don't say that. Just laugh out loud.
Yeah, that's like me trying to say LAMO.
Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, why don't, yeah, exactly.
These people, I swear. They just, I just don't know. I just really don't know. Let me tell you. Okay, so what was my big achievement over the weekend? My big achievement over the weekend was making the album cover art for our podcast.
Getting like legit questions?
We haven't gotten any questions yet. We should get questions.
You're just making up these questions?
Well, no. Like, yeah, I just made that up. I was just thinking out loud. Do you think somebody asked, what was your biggest achievement over the weekend? Bitch, they don't fucking care. They're just like, they're just going to be like, oh, you sound sexy. Amber sounds sexy.
Oh my god. I sound like a fucking boy on the phone.
Well, you know, boys are the rage. Okay, I'm like, boys are the rage because this is a thing. There's been days where I woke up and I'm like, why am I not a trans person? No offense to trans people, but they're living the life right now. Everyone's all about them.
Yeah, but they're also very controversial. Like, a lot of people hate them too. Like, I don't know if I could, like, handle that much shade being thrown my way.
But it's not even shade, it's straight up hate. We love them. Well, I love them.
I mean,
Amber loves them, but you know, she said something controversial earlier, you guys, so
no, like, I'm all about, like, you be whoever you want to be, you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell you who you want to be. I can't tell you that it's wrong that you want to be a male when you're a female. Like, you do you, boo-boo, but, like, I feel like it's the 21st century, and you have all these people who are back in the fucking 1500s who can't accept people who want to be themselves. It makes no sense to me.
I just feel like we just need to stop being in other people's business and let people do what they want to do. If they're not murdering anybody, killing anybody, hurting anybody, why are we in their business like that?
Right. Like, I'm sure you have something that you need to do, and instead you're worrying about someone else. Like, go and do your task. Like, go do what you got to do.
She said, go do your task. Get back to work.
I know. I'm still in the work mindset, but like, you go do what you need to do and stop thinking about other people.
It's true though.
Like, I just like, it's, do you not have anything going on in your life that you have to troll these like people who are not like you? Like, it really gets me going, grinds my gears.
That's your saying, or what you used to say, steam my peas.
Yeah, it really does steam my peas though, because let people live, like let them be themselves.
Steaming my peas here.
Like, it just, and I hate that like TV makes fun of like people, like transgender people.
Let TV be making fun of people. Well,
you got like your South Park or like your stupid animated cartoon, like adult cartoons, and
oh yeah, but I don't watch any of that crap.
I mean, the only reason why I watch it is because the roommates watch it, and I'm just on the couch.
Speaking of which, you're right, because I don't like, what is it, American Dad, because he was like hating on fat chicks. That shit was annoying.
Like, if you want to be curvilicious, you be curvilicious.
Curvilicious. Okay? It sounds like a new Beyonce song.
Or a Fergie song. Like, oh, yes. Curvilicious, but curvilicious. Like,
yes.
People, like, if you're happy with the weight you're at or what sexuality you are, like, at least you're happy with yourself, because there's so many people out there who are hating on these people that aren't happy with themselves. How about you concentrate on yourself first before you start hating on other people?
This is true. Because like, there's
never... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you would never what?
I would never hate on someone who is like too curvy or too skinny, because I'm not happy with what like where I'm at right now. Like, I want to focus on where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm like, people need to focus on themselves. Like, for example, there's not just, okay, so like, have you ever heard of like demisexual and asexual, and how there's like aromantics and stuff like that? Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of it. I'm not very familiar with it, but like, I hear a lot of people say that they're asexual, and I just, I'm like, oh, nice. Like, I have no idea. But so, like, I'm like, okay, that sounds great.
So like, when I was growing up, I didn't really like anybody. Like, people would be like, who do you like at school? And I didn't like anybody. I didn't like you. I didn't like that person. Like, fuck all of you. Like, I don't like any of you. So I identified with being asexual because I didn't have any sexual interest in anybody, boy or girl or trans or whatever. Like, I didn't have those kind of feelings. Mm-hmm. But then that's what asexual is. It's like, you don't really have those kind of feelings for people. Like, you don't look at a guy and go, wow, I really want to bang that person. Like, you don't think that. You may look at somebody and think, wow, they're really pretty, like a picture. That's like it. But then now there's demisexual, and that's where you have to like the person to be sexually attracted to them. And that's where I'm at, because I think it's funny when people are like, oh, does your guy get mad at you because blah, 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 you know, like, oh, because this, and I'm like, no, because I only like him. I'm just talking to you. Like, I'm just like saying, hi, what's up? Like, there's no feelings for you. Yeah. Like, I have nothing for you. Like, we're connected. We're not connected. There's like, I'm not like one of those people that are like, oh, this person's so hot. They said hi to me. Oh, I'm going to fall in bed. That's not how it works.
Yeah. I just think that like with it being the 21st century, like there shouldn't be like groups of people. Like there shouldn't be white people or black people or transgender people. Like we should just all be people. Like why do we have to have a color or a sexuality define who we are? It's just so sad because the people, like, it's not going to change. So I don't understand why people are defying it. Like, mm-hmm. You just need to champion the change and be open-minded. Or if you know what, you're not open-minded, then keep everything to yourself. Like, keep your opinions to yourself, because you know,
I agree,
you don't like these people. So just be cordial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just hate when people literally, like spit on, like, two men kissing on each other. Like, that is so...
Why would you do that?
Like, how would you like it if I spat on you and your wife? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, ew, heterosexuals.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. Like, so if you don't, like, it's just that whole thing when you're taught in, like, elementary school by your mom and your teacher. Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it at all. Like, I think that is that should apply.
It should always apply.
It should always apply with anything and everything. Like, even if, like, you're wearing something I don't like, but you like it. Okay, well, like, at least you like it. Like, you go out and you do you.
I feel like that she even, and that's something that I feel like she'd go even further. Like, for example, remember when we would be at work and like the kids would be like, well, I don't like this person, this, this, and this. And I was like, you may not like that person, but that person gets their job done. So.
Right. Exactly. Like, I don't necessarily really like some of the higher up management that's at my, that's within my company, but they get shit done. Like,
yeah.
I can't even imagine doing that myself. Like, I'm not at that capacity yet. I could not handle the budget for the new hotel. Like, there's no way. I might not like you, but you get shit done. And I respect you for that.
Exactly. I was like, I feel like everyone feels like everyone has to like everyone to give respect to someone, but that's not always the case. You may not like somebody, but you can still respect them.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it doesn't, like, if I, do I want to hang out with this person outside of work? Oh, hell no. Absolutely not. But yeah. I'm going to respect you and be, like, cordial to you at work.
Yes.
Because the last thing you want is, like, a hostile work environment or even, like, a hostile environment in general. Because the LGBTQ community is so, it's growing massively, which is great. And if you have that one person who's being an a-hole and says something so mean, you're going to have so many people gang up on you. Like, do you really want that? You know?
True.
Like, it's just be nice or just don't say anything at all. Or just simply pay for your drink or pay for your meal and just leave.
Yeah.
End of story. Like, you don't have to. Like, the people who do that are just seeking attention. They're just attention whores, 100%.
So we're talking about that, and that brings me to another topic. Okay, so remember when, I can't remember, I'm pretty sure it was like very recent when they were having waiters and waitresses all upset about tips and so on, and how like people were like, or maybe it's just because we used to work with waiters and waitresses, so it was like a hot topic. One of the things was like, don't go out to eat if you can't afford the tip. But it was like, I understand that, but then like when you think about the whole mechanics of a restaurant, the waitress and waiter don't even do anything anymore.
No, they really don't. They literally take the order, plug it into a fucking computer, and then once the cooks are done with doing their hard work and once the bartenders are done mixing and doing their hard work, you just drop it off at the fucking table. All you have to do is smile.
They don't even do it. The bus person does it.
Yeah, that's true as well. That is very true.
The food runner. The food runner will come out, bring the food out, because sometimes the waitress is busy. And so then, who cleans the table? The freaking busser.
Yeah. And they only get, like, 20% of the tip or something. Like, some really low percentage. But I mean, my roommates are in the serving business. And Jeremy, you know, my boyfriend's done some serving and some bartending, and we've just been around servers too with where we used to work at, that like I know how to tip appropriately.
Oh yeah, but, I over tip, so
yeah, I go over like the 20%. Like, if you're giving me 5-star service, I will give you back, you know.
Oh yeah. Like,
but has the people who have ever written or tweeted about like, if you don't have the money to tip, why are you going out? Have you ever considered that maybe you're a bad server?
Yeah.
That's why you don't get tipped.
But they never consider that. They just get mad and they're like, oh, how dare you give me a bad tip? Well, you didn't bring me half of the right, like, you didn't even bring me my order, like, right. Like, not even half of it was right. Or it's just, I just feel like a lot of people are very entitled.
I mean, like, I for sure have. I remember one time I didn't give such a great tip. I mean, I think I gave either it was 18% or a little bit less, but because the person was downright awful, like so rude, messed up our food order. We politely was like, hey, you know, like, we didn't order this. And she did not give a flying F about it. She didn't say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me go ahead and get your right order in. You can have this complimentary. Nothing like that. So, I mean, the people who say these things, like, have they ever really considered that maybe you're the problem?
No, they don't.
And that's just wrong. I mean, everyone thinks that, like, they're right when really the customer's
supposed to be right.
That's the philosophy in the hospitality business, is that you might be right, but the customer is always right.
Got it. So with that being said, I know that being a server sucks, but yeah. You have to take in consideration. I'm like one of those people that will go to the restaurant and I'll see like it's hella busy and I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like, just chill out, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to be that person that's like, I don't give a fuck that it's busy. I still want my shit on time. Like,
right. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt because like they can't control that it's super busy. And I hate when people are like, my food was put into the system when like 20 minutes ago and it's not out. Like, hold your fucking horses. Do you not see there's 100 other people here?
Oh my gosh.
Like, servers really work hard. They really do. And it's hard-earned money. But I just, like, just be self-aware because you might not be getting a good tip because you're not doing so great, you know?
That's true.
Just be self-aware of what you are doing good and what you're not doing good.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we need to make a merchandise store.
Okay, on another note.
I feel like we should make that. We should have a merchandise store, and it will say, like, we should have shirts that are like, it's your girl Amber, it's your girl Bunny, Team Amber Bunny. Like, remember?
Like Twilight?
Yeah!
Team Edward, Team Jacob.
Exactly. Team Renesmee.
Oh, Lord.
Do it just like that. And we should have, like, oh, I was thinking about this. So, oh, I know what I had to tell you. I watched that trailer. Ready or not?
Yeah, isn't it good?
Oh my God. I watched it like 4 times. I want to watch that movie. We should watch it once it comes out in August. Okay, so in August, we're going to like watch the movie and then we will podcast about it afterwards.
Yeah, but there's another movie that you need to watch too.
What is it?
Oh, what is it called? It's like a really messed up movie. And they're like, oh, it's like 9:30. I don't know. It's like a village. I have to think about it. Hold on. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
But it looks so good.
It's a village?
I don't, it's like a weird village, but it's like Get Out. Like it messes your mind up. Let's see if I can find it. I'm Googling new crazy movies just to see. God. Like, the trailer just dropped. Let's see. Like, I really want to see the Us movie. Did you see the trailer for Us?
I want to watch that movie. It's already, isn't it out?
I think so. Like, I think it's coming out. Like, I think it's almost out in DVD. Like, it's out in theaters. I know that for sure.
There's so, okay, so you know me. I don't watch movies because I don't have an attention span. But there are movies I want to see, like Us.
Yeah.
And
I want to see, what is it called? Ma? When she, like,
what?
It's called Ma. Like, she kills, like, M-A. She, like, kills high school kids, like, throws and kills them. Like, it's just like,
the movie. Okay. Oh, okay. Get home safe, Ma. That looks crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of on the line. I think it's the same producers as Us.
And
and the same producers as Get Out.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like totally into these like mind messing movies.
Cool.
What is it called? I'm trying to find it. It looks so good.
Everyone, hold on. Is Amber trying to find this movie? It probably take the rest of this podcast.
Probably. I'm trying so hard to find it though, because I just saw the DVD or the DVD. I just saw the trailer of it.
So 71% of people like this movie, the Maw movie. It says 71% like this movie. These are Google people. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 56%, and IMDb gave it a 5.9 out of 10. Roger Ebert gave it 2 out of 4.
Oh my god.
So it's like 50-50. It's a shit show.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Like, you either like to get your mind fucked or you don't like to get your mind fucked.
Or you just don't get your mind fucked at all because it's a shitty movie.
Yeah, I mean, or that too, and you just wasted like an hour and 45 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
But I mean, that movie, Are You Ready? What is it? What is it called? Ready or Not?
It looks really good.
Doesn't it?
I thought that chick was Margot Robbie. It's not. I was like, what?
But like, yeah, when the mom like tries to shoot the girlfriend, she's like, sorry, I'm a little rusty. Like, what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to text it to you. I've seen the trailer like 5 times today and I still don't remember the movie. It's just it's like a weird title too. And so I can't wait to see that one and then Us. I just have to wait until they come out on HBO, unfortunately, because with living up here, like, we have, like, a movie theater that shows one movie for, like, 5 months. Like, I'm pretty sure our movie theater is still showing Incredibles 2, even though that's Netflix right now.
Man, okay, so speaking of which, so you don't really play video games, okay, but you play Left 4 Dead because you think you're good at it, but...
And I also play The Sims because why not? Have a cool life.
Yeah, play Sims. I mean, have a cool life in an alternate life. That's good. They have incredible. I didn't know they had Lego Incredibles. I didn't know that.
Really?
Because you know, my favorite game is Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 7. And so when I found out there's Incredibles, the Lego version, I was like, wait, what? Apparently, I'm missing out on all the Lego games.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was that many Lego movies.
How many Lego movies? I don't know. All I know is that there's a bunch of Lego games that I'm involved. I want to see. Let's see. Lego games list. Let's use the Google. Okay. So So there's Lego Indiana Jones. That's actually a really good game. Amber, you should play Lego games. Like, they're pretty fun and they're chill games.
I think I would like Lego Harry Potter.
Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 7 is the best because my favorite is when you do the little wand. It's like, boosh, boosh. Together. It's really fucking cool. And it's like little Harry Potter and not Ginny Weasley because she's annoying. And then Hermione and Ron. My favorite is when they're in the junky ass car. That part's in the game.
Oh, it's getting really tossed by the tree, right?
Yeah, so that is a good one. Lego Batman games are really fun. Like, they're my favorite. Lego Indiana Jones is one of my favorites. I liked Lego Hobbit. I thought it was pretty cool. And I also liked the Lord of the Rings one. That was good. I was not really into the Star Wars, but that's probably because I don't really like Star Wars. But
I'm not a big fan of Star Wars either. The only person in Star Wars I like is Queen Amidala. She's just a badass.
I'm like, I just don't know about those movies. Just don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I just don't get it. And then, let's see. They have... What other Lego games do they have? Oh, shit. I fucked up. Now I'm in the wrong section.
And let's... by the way, I'm really good for the, good at that one shooting, killing zombies game, Left 4 Dead, whatever.
Yeah, you love that game. You're like, I am really good because I just stand in the corner and I don't help my teammates. I'm like, bitch, how are you good at that if you just stand in the fucking corner and don't help anybody?
Why are you putting my shit on blast right now?
I'd be like, don't play with that bitch. She ain't going to help you. You're going to die.
Yeah, because I just stand in the corner and I'm always the last one to live.
I don't even understand. She just sits there.
Yeah, and I'm good.
You know, it's another... Okay, so Lego Pirates of the Caribbean is really good. I love that one. They have Jurassic Park. I haven't played that one yet, so I should... But I need to finish playing Kingdom Hearts because this is the thing. I love Kingdom Hearts, but Kingdom Hearts 3, it's a shorter game, and I really don't enjoy the worlds. Because Kingdom Hearts has all the different worlds. But I don't like many of the worlds that are on there. And so it's a little bit hard because I'm just like, I don't enjoy this world. Like, okay, everyone loves Toy Story. I did not like Toy Story. I don't like it.
Like the Lego Toy Story? There's a Lego Toy Story?
Well, there's... Okay, so in... So Kingdom Hearts, the video game... They have different worlds in there. And so, there's different worlds in there. And so they have like the Hercules world, and they have Beauty and the Beast world and Little Mermaid world. But that's like in the older versions, like 1 and 2. But on the third one, they have Rapunzel Land, and I like that one. But then they have Toy Story world, and I'm just like not in it. Like, I have to keep fighting these fucking Transformers. And I'm like, this is bullshit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I could not find this movie, girl.
Oh, my God. You'll find it when the podcast is over. You'll be like, hey, everyone, I found it.
I know. It's literally going to pop up as soon as we get off this podcast. Is that your boy, Chris?
What? Making a... Yes. He's got to edit his photos. He's an artiste.
Yes.
That's crazy. I can't believe you can't find the movie.
I know. It's going to pop up as soon as we get up. I'm telling you.
It'll pop up. Watch.
I know. I would be like, we're going to be like, bye. And I'll be like, oh my God, I just found it.
And we'll have to hop back on. Everyone, we found it. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
You know, oh my gosh. Another thing. Okay, so... Other than the Lego games, another game I like to play, as you know, Kingdom Hearts. I like to play on my Nintendo. I like to play Space Invaders. That game gets me hype.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It gets me so fucking hype, especially when I clear level and it's all like bonus level and it's all the screens all like changing all different colors. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. And I love Kirby. Anything Kirby is good because he's all fat and pink.
Kirby?
Good. Yes.
Kirby.
Kirby, little fat pink Kirby.
Yeah, fat pink Kirby.
That's me. I'm like, Kirby, you and I, we belong together.
Curbs. The Kirby.
The curbs.
The curbs. Kind of sounds like we're saying the perbs.
The perbs or carbs, 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 carbs.
Or the herb, like the herb piece.
Yes.
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 Oh man, I'm hungry. Yeah, I
can't. Are you still looking for it?
Yeah, I'm still looking for it. I can't.
You guys, in our next episode tomorrow, Amber will have this movie and we could talk about it.
I mean, I'm gonna try to find it. I'm gonna tell you first so then you could watch the trailer
And then we can talk about it. So in the Ready or Not, okay, if you guys haven't seen the trailer, this movie is called Ready or Not. The chick looks like Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad. And I totally thought it was her. And pretty much this couple gets married. And the girl that they married, the bride, is the person that his family sacrifices. Yeah. And it's called Hide and Seek. And they have to find her. And she has to make it alive until dawn.
It's fucking insane. It looks so good, though.
It looks so fun.
The release date is August 23rd.
August. That's what I'm saying. So in August, we got to make a plan. Annabelle comes out in June. I'm probably going to go see it. I don't care.
Annabelle's going to suck.
It's always going to suck. You know what's really funny is that Annabelle came from The Conjuring. And The Conjuring is an excellent movie. But then Annabelle came out and it's just like, I don't know. Do I really like The Conjuring? Of course I do. But Annabelle's just so fucking bad. It's such a bad movie.
Really bad movie is that Mama movie with that fucking Mama! Girl just says, Mama! And ruins the whole entire fucking movie because she goes apeshit wild. I literally hate that child.
I did not like that movie. Thank you. You know what's a good movie? Pan's Labyrinth.
I love Pan's Labyrinth.
It's such a good movie. Such good movie. I love it.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to find it and we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
We're going to talk about tomorrow, and guess what, you guys? You made it through another fucking psychotic episode of Amber and Bunny. Congratulations. You did it. Kudos to you all. We'll see you all tomorrow, but before we leave, you can catch me on Snapchat. My Snapchat handle is ZombieTreat, ZombieTreat, and you can catch Amber... Where are probably we gonna
mostly on Instagram, which is
on the gram,
all the gram, Amber_Danforth.
Go stalk her ass because she put up her whole full name.
Whole full name
without the middle name, just the first and last. All right, you guys, have a wonderful night. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Adios.